Hello, everyone, and welcome to the D23 convention here in Anaheim, California. I'm Pete Werner, joined by Steve Porter.
Hello.
And we are going to do our best and worst of the D23 convention weekend. And, you know, I'll be honest, it was kind of tough coming up with a worst list.
Yeah, this is an amazing, hashtag amazing experience.
Amazing experience. And, hi. That's okay. So we wanted to, kind of do like best and worst. And there were some things. And we're going to start with the worst because I want to end on a positive note. When we're done with that, we're going to do kind of a rumor roundup. Friday we talked about the things we were hearing, the rumors we were hearing, and we want to talk about what was confirmed, what was sort of confirmed, and what never came to pass. So let's start off with the worst. Steve, what's first on your list of the worst of the D23 convention?
So mine was the long lines for a lot of these panels. I think a lot of people come to expos and conventions thinking that, like, oh, I'll just be able to walk right into my favorite panel, and that's really not the case. I mean, Rhino and Craig had to sleep out on the sidewalk just to get into a lot of the panels that they wanted to go to. So there are some where you can kind of do day of and walk right in, but those big panels, unless you're willing to sleep out on the sidewalk, you can't really go into them.
Yeah, that's kind of top of my list as well. Not just for the panels, though. In order to shop at either Mickey's of Glendale, the Disney Dream Store, or the Disney Store, there were people queuing up for 3 hours.
Yep.
And that was to get a fast pass for a certain amount, a certain time that they could go in. And so that was a little odd.
Yeah.
Plus just being able to get into the convention floor, this morning was the best of it, and it was still taking an hour. You are lining up for an hour before you could even get into the convention.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people complaining about that. And one of our friends was telling us, he goes to Comic-Con every year, and Comic-Con routinely gets 150,000, 200,000 people, but they have a lot more going on to absorb the crowd. So his criticism, and I agree with him, there wasn't enough
to absorb the
crowds.
Yeah.
And it's something Disney has to work on for the next one. What's next on your...
So this actually kind of, we'll talk a little bit more about this later with the confirmation on the rumors, but I was pretty disappointed to hear that there's no Brazil coming to the World Showcase, and also no nighttime parade for the Magic Kingdom. I think that a lot of Disney fans were kind of expecting those two rumors to be true because I think they made sense to a lot of Disney fans.
Yeah.
And so it almost was, people had almost started confirming those, and it turns out that, I mean, maybe that's still something down the road that we'll see come to pass. I'm sure in the future there will be.
Oh, I think it's absolutely going to happen. I think they needed, where World Showcase is concerned, I started thinking about this too. I think the part of Epcot that needs the most help right now is Future World,
yeah,
not World Showcase. So I think, I think there are plans. I know for a fact there are plans.
Yeah.
For additional...
Countries.
But right now, I think they're just...
focusing all their energy
where they need to
be. Right. Well, and it's needed there. I mean, Future World is... I wrote an article. It was one of my biggest articles, actually, of how bad Future World is starting to crumble. So I'm glad they're addressing the needs of what they need to fix.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, next on my list was Mickey's of Glendale. This is the store that is at Imagineering, Disney Imagineering. The only way to get to this store normally is if you are at Disney Imagineering, which very, very few people get to do. And, of course, that when you do the Adventures by Disney Backstage Magic trip, Imagineering is one of the stops, and some time to shop at Mickey's of Glendale is on that list. So I've been able to do Mickey's of Glendale. I've been very fortunate many, many times, so I'm familiar with
what's
usually in there. And we had done a Backstage Magic this past week leading right up to the D23 convention, and they had told us we would not be able to shop at Mickey's of Glendale because it had been emptied to be brought over here. So I was kind of expecting we were going to see the stuff we normally see in Mickey's of Glendale, and I got to tell you, that wasn't the case. This was mostly hats and t-shirts, and
a large amount of Star Wars. I mean, I love Star Wars, But when I walked into there, it almost felt like a Star Wars store with some Imagineering
stuff. It also looked to me like they were getting rid of a lot of stuff they needed to get rid of. And so I was really kind of disappointed by that. What they did for those of us on the Backstage Magic, since we couldn't get into Mickey's of Glendale, if we were coming to D23, we got an automatic fast pass to go into Mickey's of Glendale. So I was able to go in a couple times, actually. And, I mean, I bought some stuff, don't get me wrong. There was still some neat stuff in there, but it was not the shopping experience that you normally get when you go to Imagineering. So I decided to put that on my worst list. What's next up for you?
Number two, I have the animation panel had kind of a riot that almost happened. All the people were lining up on the sidewalk, like we had mentioned, but in this instance, a couple thousand people thought they were going to get in and had the doors shut on their face.
Well, and this is also on my list, by the way, in the same position.
Yeah.
What we heard was that the counters, the cast members that are supposed to be down there counting how many people are coming in, were actually up on the floor when people started lining up down there, and that's how they messed up their count. And it was, in fact, I mean, Michael Bowling was down there for that. He was one of the people that got shut out of the animation panel. He said at one point, people started to rush the cast.
They're bum rushing, yeah.
Bum rushing the doors and the cast members. And eventually, Disney did, you know, I'll tell you, Disney made it right.
Mm-hmm.
They made it right. They gave everybody who did not get in the choice between guaranteed seating at the live action or guaranteed seating at parks and resorts. And the minute they did that, all of the anger about not getting into the animation panel seemed to magically go away. So even though it makes our worst list, Disney did correct that right away.
Yeah, they did try to fix the problem.
So, yeah, that was on my list, too. What's your worst one?
My number one was actually something you had witnessed, was at the Disney Dream Store, a whole
display wall.
Yeah, display wall fell on top of a guest.
And, you know, I was in there when that happened. The picture that we tweeted out was a picture I took. Because I'm, like, sitting there looking around, and all of a sudden we hear this horrific crash, and all these people start screaming. And we look and you see this wall, you know, collapsed. And then we found out there was a guest underneath that. They got her out and they were attending to her. From what they told us, she was fine. But they were also sitting there saying, oh, nobody was hurt, everything's fine. But I saw this woman and she was an older woman
and the paramedics,
all that
were
good
there.
Stuff.
So, I mean, if the paramedics are coming, it's not fine. There's still a problem going on. I think they were just trying to calm the crowd, but...
It was kind of nuts. But what they did, as we were... Because they ended up having to clear the store out. They pushed everybody with whatever you had, you needed to check out. But as we were, you know, on the checkout line, they came around and said, Did you finish your shopping? To which I said, no, I hadn't, because I hadn't. And then, you know, it was kind of ghetto, but on a piece of paper, the guy wrote, two fast passes, come back at 1 o'clock per Evan. And sure enough, when I went back at 1 o'clock, they let me in with that. So, you know, I got to go back in and spend some more money.
They had to improv the Disney service, but hey, it works.
But they did it.
Yeah.
They did it. And I will say, the cast members, and I want to make a distinction here. The cast members working this event have been amazing.
Exceptional.
They have been exceptionally good.
I actually talked to a cast member who I did the college program with, and she works out here now. And she, some of these, it's. I think this is what makes it even more incredible, is that some of these people that work here are cast members in the parks. My friend, between the expo and her regular shifts at Disneyland, is working 95 hours this week.
Yeah, they're... And they're amazing. Now, I say I want to make a distinction because there's cast members, Disney cast members here, and then there are the employees who are the people who work for the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
They're not quite so magical.
Yeah.
Security has basically been, I don't want to use the word on the air, but let's just say they're not nice people. And so I'm making that distinction. I would probably, if I had to add a fifth thing to my worst list, it would be some of the
Disney
some
security.
Some of the not Disney
or
security,
not Disney,
convention
Dana,
center
yeah.
security. They've been, I'll just say it, bag of dicks, all of them. So
really went for it.
Might as well. Might as well. It's been a long weekend. All right. So we wanted to, you know, start out with that, get that out of the way, then go on to the best.
The best, yeah.
So what's first on your best?
My number five. I have the excitement of Ratatouille. I think the Ratatouille attraction coming to Epcot's France Pavilion is awesome. I think I've heard amazing things. I've seen the video from the Paris attraction. Have you gone?
I have.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've heard it's like their best attraction out there. So.
No, wait, no, I haven't done Ratatouille. I did.
Okay.
I did the turtle talk.
Okay.
Crush coaster. Yeah, that's what I did. Never mind.
But yeah, I've heard that it's an amazing attraction. So
amazing experience.
Hashtag amazing experience. So I'm very excited about that.
All right, number five for me on my best list is what you're seeing behind me, the convention floor. Now I haven't done a lot of these conventions. Like my first one was MegaCon in Orlando a few months ago. But I'm going to tell you something. First of all, the Marvel, the Funko, the Disney stuff, these are like attractions. They are beautifully designed and presented. They're really something special to see. That Star Wars model.
Yeah.
Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge, which Galaxy's Edge, whatever. It's Star Wars Land. Really amazing. But also, you know, what we have behind me here is a lot of small business vendors.
Yep.
There's a collectible shop with some of the most amazing things. I think it's Van Horn Galleries. It's right over here. I'm looking, and some of it's really expensive, but it's absolutely gorgeous stuff. Lot of great small businesses, small vendors, unique Disney items you're not going to find really anywhere else. Mm-hmm. For a Disney fan who loves to shop, this is paradise. And I did some damage on here. I did some real, real damage.
And for you, it's kind of, you had mentioned this when we were in the hotel, walking back to the hotel, is that for you, seeing these different people who had started businesses like you have around
Disney.
Right,
it's a kindred spirit. It's a kindred spirit.
And that's a very cool thing.
That, you know, I'm a small business owner as well. And so I see this stuff, and yeah, I want to support them. They're doing the same thing I did, which is this is their passion. They're trying to make a business out of it, or they have made a business out of it. These are the guys we should be supporting. These are the guys that we should be kind of going out of our way to give our money to, because you know, they're living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
They're living the dream. And like I said, a lot of really, really cool stuff. If there's anything I'm looking forward to in 2 years, it's that again. Because I've never seen this. I've never seen this kind of collection of merchandise and memorabilia in one place. For a Disney fan, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
paradise for a Disney, especially a Disney fan who's a shopper. So that's perfect. My number four, I think the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge model that has been revealed is that, I mean, it's exceptional. There's so much cool details in there.
Incredible.
And it's a pretty massive model. It makes me wonder how huge this land's really going to be, because the model itself is massive. And when I was in there, I don't know if you knew, when I was the very first day, John Lasseter was literally looking at it with me, standing right next to me.
And wow.
Pointing out things that he liked.
Talking to you, telling you?
No, not talking to me, but he was standing right next to me, pointing at things. So
you were Lasseter adjacent?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And that was awesome. So,
okay. One of the things made my list, the restaurant they've announced as part of Mission Space, next to Mission Space,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be this space themed restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I looked at the artist renderings. This looks incredible.
It does. And the thing I really like about this, it didn't make my list, but it does truly feel like an original Epcot, like that future space technology theme.
Yep.
All wrapped into one.
That's why I'm excited.
And yes, it's kind of based off of Mission Space, but it just kind of feels like a space restaurant.
Oh, wait, Does he have us going out live on that too?
He does, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just noticing, we have a TV in our booth that we kind of show. We've been showing videos, and I look over, I'm like, oh, there's a video of me and Steve. Oh, we're wearing the same clothes we're wearing now. Oh, that must be live. That's just kind of how my process goes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but yeah, I mean, the restaurant, just having a space-themed restaurant that doesn't necessarily have to be really themed around one of their intellectual properties. Like, it's not a Disney movie restaurant, and so it really feels like the true Epcot spirit.
Yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. What's next on your list?
I have the Guardians of the Galaxy coming to Epcot.
And that's next on mine.
Yes. I mean, I think this has been kind of expected for a while. There's been so many rumors of Guardians taking over Universal of Energy. But do you know, when I saw that concept artwork, it's not Herb Ryman's artwork, obviously, but it just felt like it when I saw that piece of the concept artwork. They have it like with a sunset background, and I just can't wait.
I know a lot of people are talking about, you know, really and truly, how does this fit into Walt's vision for Epcot? And one of the things I said, I think, I don't know if it was to you or someone else, I don't know that it does, but I think that maybe it's time on some things that it's okay we depart from Walt's vision a little bit. You know, I'm not saying like extremely, but I think it's, you know, Michael was making the point that they're turning it into another Magic Kingdom, or it's just like Tomorrowland adjacent. And, you know, maybe that's what it needs to be. I don't know. It needs to be something, because this isn't working.
Future World, you're right. The current state of Future World
is sad.
And it couldn't have gone on for much longer. They had to have changed something, or else, I don't know. Epcot would have, especially Future World, it's...
Agreed.
I can't even put into words how badly it needed this. So I'm thrilled.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let's see how they implement it. Let's see how they weave it into the narrative of Future World. But I'm okay with them doing a little bit of a departure from what it's supposed to have been. The more I thought about it, the more I felt like, you know, it was supposed to be a World's Fair, basically. Supposed to be kind of a knockoff of the World's Fair. And I get that. But you know what? I don't know that that has worked.
Yeah.
And just because it was Walt's idea doesn't mean that it was necessarily going to be a success. And so maybe now it's lived its usefulness, and it's time to really reimagine it. And I realize I'm speaking heresy to the masses by saying this, but...
Well, for me, I think when I see stuff like the restaurant that you're very excited about, and I am too, you know, it's not like everything in this release was strictly surrounded around their intellectual properties. You know, and if that were the case, I would understand the frustration too. But I think that, you know, they're updating things that they need to update. And yes, they're going to include things that include movies that people love and enjoy. So
they're a business.
They're a business.
And at the end of the day, Walt was a genius businessman. And it was about turning a profit for his shareholders.
Right.
So they need to do things that are going to invigorate this park. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, just talking to a lot of people here on the floor, anecdotally, you know, us included, we're really excited about this.
I can't wait.
And that's, at the end of the day, that's what's got to matter.
Yep.
So what's next on your list?
I have Tron.
Mine too.
Tron, I'm extremely excited about. I worked in Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. So I already have a special place in my heart for Tomorrowland. So having probably one of... if not the biggest announcement, probably besides our number one, being in Tomorrowland, I just love that.
Well, when Shanghai opened and I saw the amazing technology that was going into the attractions over there, this attraction in specific, I was envious.
I was too.
And I felt like, you know what, maybe we're being left behind now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe our parks are going to start becoming dated and
secondhand.
Old and secondhand,
yeah.
In deference to these new parks. So, with this rumor and subsequent confirmation, I'm incredibly excited.
Yeah, me too.
That they're doing this. And, you know, I would have been fine if they'd gotten rid of the Speedway. Like I said, you know, I think the Speedway is single-handedly responsible for global warming. But I'm actually also glad that they're preserving a classic attraction and adding this as well.
And I think a lot of people, even more than the Speedway, some were concerned that we might lose the People Mover. And I think Disney was smart to realize that.
I wonder if that's not it, if that they would have had to have done something with the People Mover if they put it in the Speedway, so they opted to do something different.
Maybe. I was looking at an aerial view of where it is going to be on the map, and it doesn't look like a very huge amount of space. So there might be a road that they have to reroute or something to make it fit, but we'll see. I'm very excited no matter what.
I will tell you that they're adding something without taking anything else away, and that's a win in my book.
Yeah, major plus.
That's a win in my book. All right, next on my list, top of my list. I think it's the top of everybody's list coming out of this convention, and that is the announcement of a Star Wars-themed hotel.
Yeah.
Going into Disney World. I'm intrigued, truly intrigued by how they're going to do this, because they're saying that every guest is going to have a storyline, and that it's supposed to be a fully immersive experience. Rhino is speculating, and I think I agree with him in looking at certain things. There's a huge area of land being cleared back behind Art of Animation that would conceivably back up to Hollywood Studios, and that's where this hotel is going to go. So not only will it be immersive in the hotel, but it will carry through and probably be an entryway into Galaxy's Edge,
coming into
the park, where I'm just talking about this and I'm losing my mind. Where can I start spending my money on this?
Right.
And you brought up a really good point earlier. You heard somebody saying that everybody's so excited about the Star Wars Hotel, until
when the price point comes out,
then
we're gonna hear they're leaving the middle class out, and fully expect
rack rates at this hotel to start at about $400 or $500 a night.
I think this is gonna end up being the most expensive Walt Disney World hotel.
I think, especially because, you know, let's keep in mind the way the business works. You yield rates based on demand. So you have 1,000 rooms, let's say. Well, I don't know how many rooms this is going to be, but let's say it's 1,000 rooms. You start at one price, and as rooms fill up, that price goes up and up and up. That's the law of supply and demand. Think about what the demand for this hotel is going to be. It's going to be booked years in advance, and they are going to charge top dollar because that's what they're supposed to do. So, yeah, let's just accept that it's not going to be difficult to spend $500, $600, $700, $800, maybe $1,000 a night on standard rooms in this hotel. Take a look at the price point you get now for the Disneyland Hotel and Disney's Grand Californian Hotel. Grand Californian in particular, not unusual at all for a standard room to go for $600 a night at that hotel. Not unusual at all, depending on time of year. But it's a popular hotel. It's constantly full. They can get that rate. That's what they're going to charge. So everybody, get your bitching out of the way now. This is not going to be a value resort. You're not going to get $119 a night.
Nope.
At this hotel. It's not going to happen. This is going to be, I think premium. You're absolutely right. I think this is going to end up being more expensive than the Grand.
Oh, I hands down. I would put money on
it. At least for its first two, three, four
years. I think forever. I just don't see...
You might be right.
I don't see how the Grand will pull people in as much as this hotel is. I just don't see it. It's a loved franchise. There's people... It was the biggest story of the weekend by far. And it's because everyone's just so excited. I think it's... I don't know.
It's incredible. It's amazing experience.
# amazing experience.
All right. So that's our best and worst of D23, but we also wanted to do a little rumor roundup, because Friday we talked about all the rumors that were floating around, and we want to talk about
what was confirmed,
what was confirmed, what wasn't, what was kind of confirmed. We'll start off with the Tron coaster. That, as we mentioned, has been confirmed.
Well, just to add to that, though, with the Speedway, is that that was kind of the only little thing, is a lot of people thought Speedway, we were going to lose that.
We were going to lose that, and we are not. But the coaster itself is confirmed. Brazil and, I thought, Philippines being added to World Showcase, not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Not to say it's not going to happen, but they're not announcing it yet. So that might be a future announcement at some point. But we all thought there was at least going to be an announcement that Brazil was going to be added to World Showcase. That did not pan out. Ratatouille coming to the France Pavilion in Epcot, confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelland replacing A Bug's Land in Disney California Adventure has been confirmed.
Although what hasn't been really confirmed yet is whether or not it will be the Bug's Land location. Tom was saying that it might actually be around or behind the Guardians. So it'll be interesting to see.
Could be. But we do know that Marvel Land is coming.
Yeah.
Coming to California Adventure. An opening date for Toy Story Land, we're now hearing summer 2019.
Yep.
Which kind of surprised... 2019, right?
No, 2018. Next summer.
2018.
Yeah.
Summer 2018. Surprised the hell out of all of us that they are going to be ready to open that so soon.
Very soon, yeah.
You know, one of the things we said going into all this construction is so much was going to hinge on how quickly they were going to be able to get this done. With the announcement being made in 2015 that we have one of these lands opening in 3 years, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Think about it. It took them half that long just to build a parking garage. So they got the message.
Yeah.
They got the message. And, of course, they're now also saying that the following year, 2019, a Star Wars land out here in California at Disneyland is going to open.
Yep.
So, again, 4 years.
Yep.
It will have taken them 4 years from announcement to opening. And you know what? That's awesome. That's awesome. So we criticized the hell out of them for...
Maybe they heard us finally, but...
Well, I'm saying we criticized the hell out of them for the parking garage fiasco. So we got to give them praise here.
Yeah.
That they really did step up. They really did step up. Guardians.
Although, maybe we should hold out our praise until actually the gates open.
Yeah, true. But at least getting it open in that amount of time, I think, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But we'll give them the benefit of the doubt right now.
Yeah.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. All right, Guardians of the Galaxy coming to Universe of Energy, confirmed.
Yep.
That is going to happen. Paint the Night going to Disney California Adventure, that has been confirmed. A change to Illuminations. Was not mentioned.
A lot of Illuminations fans are probably.
I'm very happy. It was hard enough losing Wishes. If I have to lose Illuminations in the same year, I don't know that my heart can take it. So I was really happy that one turned out not to be true, or at least not yet. A nighttime parade for the Magic Kingdom. We all thought this was a given.
This blows my mind. I'm kind of actually. This probably should have. I don't know. This should have been number one on my worst list because I'm pissed about this.
I'm surprised. I'm very, very surprised.
Disney parks need a nighttime parade, so that's frustrating.
So no nighttime parade right now, at least not announced this weekend at the Magic Kingdom. A Mickey Mouse-themed attraction at the Great Movie Ride. I had thought and heard that it was going to be Mickey takes you through the history of Disney animated musicals. That is not the case. But it is a Mickey and Minnie themed...
Mickey and Minnie short.
Right.
That you're jumping into.
You're jumping into this cartoon in this ride. So the Great Movie Ride going away, in large part because they lost the contract with Turner Classic Movies. So they no longer have the rights to a lot of these films. So they had to do something with it. And you know what? It's time. Yeah. It's time.
I also think, just to tie this confirmation into Toy Story, I think this one of the reasons why Toy Story needs to be so fast in opening is if Great Movie Ride closes down, this park is already struggling.
Once Great Movie Ride closes in August, four attractions are going to be open in that park. Four. In a theme park that they are still charging full price for.
Yeah.
So they've got to do something.
Especially when, I mean... Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster are thrill attractions. So if you're there with your family, and oh, sorry, there's two rides for us to go on.
Yeah.
If you have, you know, a young family. That's why they got to be so fast.
Exactly. But, so 70% of the rumors, now these were not our rumors. We didn't find these. These were all over the internet, so I'm not trying to take credit for them at all. Mm-hmm. But of the rumors that we discussed on Friday, 70% of them, those were the big rumors floating around, 70% of them turned out to be absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Or very close to correct. So, but this has been, I don't know about you, I have had an amazing weekend here at this convention. Even though I didn't do any of the panels, I can tell you, you can have an amazing time just walking around this convention floor. That alone is worth it. I really hope the next time around they do something to manage the crowds. Waiting to get in wasn't a problem for me because we're exhibitors, so I have this pass and I get to walk right past everybody, which was really nice. Absolutely consider making this a priority in 2 years to come visit. I'm not talking to anybody who's saying, oh, I wish I hadn't come.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there aren't people out there who feel that way. I just haven't talked to any of them. We had a lot of people stopping by our booth. And this has just been incredible. It's just been absolutely incredible.
It really has. I mean, on the flip side of what you're saying, I've actually had some tweets coming in of people saying, I'm so jealous that you're there. And so, yeah, this was my first time at D23 like you, and I can't wait for every D23.
I'm already thinking about 2 years from now. I'm already thinking about what I want our booth to look like 2 years from now. But this has been fantastic, and we hope we will be going out live again, but I think one more time, Craig? One more? Okay, I'm getting a from Craig, so I don't know. But in the event we don't go out live again, I just want to thank everybody for following along with us this weekend. We hope that you have enjoyed our coverage. We may have some more for you in a little bit. I don't know. I think maybe I'm done. I think, Craig, if you want to go out live again, you can host, okay? Okay. So I'm staring at the back of Craig, which is not attractive at any angle. Oh, and now he's like shaking things at me. Okay, so now I need to go step off camera and throw up a little bit. But this has been awesome. I've had a great time. We hope you have enjoyed it. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of whatever the hell we're doing next. Thanks for being with us, everybody.